got county fairs and rodeos. Ain't a better place for my kids to grow.
Good morning, y'all.
Turn them loose in the western summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever held your woman on summer's evening while the prairie moon was blazing in her eyes.
Thank you.
Then you know why.
For tuning in.
It was a big old moon last night.
Oh, full moon tonight. Good morning. This is your weekend wake-up call. It's Rosie on the house. I'm Rosie, here with my sweet wife of 38 years.
Greetings.
Right?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, I don't like the question mark thing.
Well, I was 37, 38. Sweet Jennifer. We have Romy call screening. If in this hour you hear anything you'd like to participate in the conversation, feel free to give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348, and our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, make sure all the right buttons are pushed and we're bouncing off the right satellite so all of you can tune in and hear us. We are a Saturday morning tradition for almost, we're sneaking up on 30 years of Saturday morning broadcasts, and we're here every Saturday with the sole intent of becoming you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. We start the show 7 o'clock hour, just kind of talk about anything we want to talk about. And 8 o'clock, we talk about landscape and gardening and trimming your trees and fertilizing your lawn and watering and irrigation and outdoor lighting and outdoor hardscape and landscaping. 9 o'clock hour today, we're going to be talking about mortgages. If you know somebody that's approaching that first opportunity to buy, the millennials right now are the largest single group of home buying demographics on the planet.
And that's the 9 o'clock hour.
And that's the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about, we had the Arizona State geologist in a couple weeks ago talking about the earthquake swarms up at Parashant as well as down in Duncan, which basically is both sides of the Mogollon uplift, the Colorado Plateau uplift. And so we're going to have Bob Brown come in and talk about what do you do when that shakes up your foundation. Foundation failure analysis and correction, what you need to know should you be seeing anything around your house that indicates maybe some settling or some heaving. So we've got the show jammed and lined up today. But before we go,
you look pretty good actually for where you've been. This you've been out of the country for a week.
Out of the country
since last Saturday,
Jennifer. At the end of the show last Saturday, we threw all our stuff in a bag, jumped in the car, and Jennifer dropped me off at Sky Harbor, and I was off and away to spend a week in Ottawa, Canada.
I picked you up just last night at 6 o'clock.
Just got back last night. And Ottawa is Canada's Washington, D.C. That is their national capital. Never been there. I've been to Toronto with you and Carol as well as the Amish country out west of Toronto, which is really very, very nice. Ottawa was really intriguing. A couple of notes from the road. Landed in Syracuse, New York, because I wanted to drive. I wanted to see the country. I wanted to see the St. Lawrence River and some of the pretty country. And as you get your rental car, they hand you this, and there's like this guide sheet they have that they can tell what laws you have in Arizona as opposed to what laws they have in New York. If you're caught texting in your car in New York 3 times, you lose your license.
Wow, that's serious.
And you know the first thing I noticed when I got out of the airport and came up to a stoplight?
People were paying attention.
When you stop at a stoplight in Arizona, everybody's head goes down. The next time you're at an intersection, take notice of that.
Oh, I've been noticing because they don't look up in time to go with the light.
They don't.
Right?
You're right, right. They stand halfway through the green light. It is, you will lose your license caught texting in your car 3 times. There are actually, along the side of the highway, text lane pullouts, like rest stop areas, but no bathrooms.
Not a bad idea.
And really pretty intriguing. In Canada, when they cross over, they say the use of handheld devices while driving is, I think it's like a $350 fine. So you can't even use your phone in the car. It has to be Bluetooth plugged in and stuff. So I thought that was interesting, you know. And so I'm staying in downtown Ottawa. It's a town of just under 1 million people. It was a little cool and rainy most of the week. I slept with my windows open. I just loved that. I thought, you know, I'm going to be back in Arizona until October. And a little wet, cool rain, moisture, smells good, feels good. In a week, leaving my windows open every night in downtown Ottawa, I heard one siren.
Wow.
One in that whole time. And that's usually what wakes me up when I'm sleeping in a big sea is a siren. One siren in a week. But I have to mention on my drive back from Ottawa back to Syracuse yesterday, I stopped in Prescott, Ottawa, Canada. And I stopped in the Red George Pub, which is right on the, it's separated by a park from the shore of the St. Lawrence River. And owner Scott Hubbard was there, and Joanne, the server, and locals Rick and Donna. And I walk in, and they start, the locals just chime right, hey, where are you from? We don't recognize you. Where, you know, I said, well, I'm from Prescott, Arizona. Well, instantly, I was a celebrity in the place. And they said, we've got to try some of this stuff. And he gave me a shirt with a Prescott, Ottawa, Canada, and a book on Prescott, Ottawa, Canada. We have to find where we can get some Glamorgan sausage.
Is that what you had at the?
It's a vegetarian
cafe.
Cheese, herb, sausage.
Doesn't sound like your kind of deal.
It doesn't, does it? And the local, Donna, said, you got to try it. Joanne said, yeah, that's what we're famous for. And boy, they're famous for it for a good reason. So if you're ever on the St. Lawrence River driving, stop in Prescott, Ottawa at the Red George Pub. And Joanne and Scott, and the chef is Hamish Rob. And he makes the sausage himself right there at the restaurant. And it's served with this chutney, which, I mean, I would never go anywhere and order vegetarian sausage and chutney, right?
Right.
That just, it just doesn't fit. It was absolutely delicious. I could have ate a bucket full of both. So, I don't know. You may be looking at a new sausage vegetarian here over here.
I won't hold my breath. But while you were gone, we put together a couple more, well, we put together another segment for Cochise County, because we've been highlighting Cochise County coming back to Arizona. You back with us yet? Jack caught up?
I'm back. Month of May, we're highlighting Cochise County. You need to register to win a vacation to Cochise County by going to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, register for the staycation, and in the subject line, just put Cochise County. We have my daughter, Julia, coming to town tomorrow morning with the three grandkids. Yay! And we'll have Julia pull a winner before next Saturday's show. So you have just this week to finish getting in your chances to win a staycation to Cochise County.
So whether you win or not, you're going to want to stay tuned for this hour, because we're going to we have two great guests this morning. We have Jen Luria, Director of Tourism in Bisbee, and we have...
Now that would be a great job. That would be such a fun job, it wouldn't even be like having a job.
She seems to enjoy it very much.
Bisbee's cool.
But we're going to step back in time first and visit with Francine Powers. She's an author and also the owner of Bisbee Historic Tours. And she has a real vested interest in history. She's not just a tour guide. Her family history goes back three generations. Is that right, Francine? Three?
It is, since 1902.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House this morning. We're so glad you joined us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so Francine, just tell us a little bit about, you had told me about your grandfather and your father. That's pretty unique place in history you have.
Well, my mother's family is from Bisbee. My grandmother was born in 1902 there. And my grandfather's actually a few years younger, and he was an immigrant from France. And so I come from that long line of miners from him, my grandfather, all the way to my dad, who was one of the last miners when the underground mines closed in 1975. And my grandfather died in his early 30s, in the early 1930s, when he was in his 30s himself. He died from lung disease, and that was from dry drilling underground. And but in 19, my dad's still alive. He's 84, and he has actually no health problems stemming from mining underground. So there was a really big improvement from those 40 years.
Thank goodness. 30's too young. Too young.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of the mine itself.
Sure.
Let's talk about how it was. Well, first of all, you told me there's 3,000 miles underneath the ground in Bisbee.
Yeah, and some like to argue that it's way more than that.
Really?
And And that took a course of almost 100 years to do. And that's in historic Bisbee and underground in the neighborhood called Warren, which is just another sector of the town. It's another neighborhood.
Are any of those 3,000 miles of underground tunnels and shafts open to the public for tours?
There is. They have the Copper Queen Mine Tour. I understand that is actually one of the only last mine tunnels that is dry. Back in 1975, Bisbee, the mines, copper mining, we were considered to be one of the largest copper producing in the world at one time. They pulled $6.1 billion out of our mines. And, in 1975, those mines were already hitting 100, and they were filling with water, and the price of copper just plummeted. It dropped, so it wasn't cost-effective anymore. But the mine tour is, I believe, one of the left dry tunnels. It's okay. A great tour, and it's just another something else, a nice great attraction that shares the living history of Bisbee.
I know one little factoid on Bisbee. You know what's the highest? Let's see. It's the farthest south mile high city in America.
Very cool.
Huh? Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's about on
a mile high, 5,300 feet.
Yeah. It's about on the same, you know, level as Houston and Miami, and and it's a mile high. I thought that was cool. It's a cool town. How many steps are in Bisbee?
We have in historic Bisbee about 33,000. Yes.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break, Francine, and then we're going to come back and talk some more about the history of the mine and some of the cool events that have happened through time, and then
some award. Bisbee is a big award-winning town. I want to come back and talk about some of the awards they've won right when we get back here at Rosie on the House.